Today on The Mondo Show, Christina Baker went from homelessness and addiction to hope and healing, and now reaches millions with a message of faith and redemption. And now, here's Mondo.
Welcome to another episode of The Mondo Show. I'm so glad that you can join me today. I'm looking forward to today's program. I have a very special guest. Christina Baker is here today, and she's got a special message for you from her brand new book. But her testimony is so powerful that it's going to encourage you, it's going to build your faith, and it's going to remind you the power of prayer. And by the way, I want to thank you for praying for me. I want to thank you for praying for this ministry. We've come a long way. You know that anytime you face battles, the first thing the physical flesh wants to do is retreat. We want to curl up and give up. But yet the Bible says that all things are possible through Him. As a matter of fact, I was driving into work today, and there was a vehicle in front of me that in the back of it, it said, never, never give up, Philippians 4:13. And I'm here to remind you that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what situation you find yourself in, that word was for you as well. Never, never give up. Listen, the Bible reminds us in Philippians 4:13, listen to this, that I can do all things, not some things, not maybe 1 out of 10, but all things through Christ who strengthens us. I want you to go back and read that portion of scripture. So if you're feeling discouraged today, if you're feeling like you're not where you need to be, I want you to know that never, never give up. And today, that's what I'm about to do. I'm not giving up on the kids. And I want you to stand with me as you're watching this program and pray and sow a seed, because together we're going to be able to make a difference. Watch this program and my interview with my special guest, Christina Baker, as we dive into her testimony, her stories of how she prayed through some of the most difficult things in her life, but also my encouragement for you to pray for the kids that are being trafficked. They're being sold. They're being human trafficked. They're being sexually exploited. And I believe that the church is responsible to stand in the gap for them. So watch this program today and pray about being counted in this month. Watch this. Christina Baker, welcome back to the Orange Couch. How are you?
Mondo, I am so happy to be here. Ryan, I know Ryan has been chatting with you, and he was like, I want to be on the Orange Couch. I'm like, well, so does everybody.
Oh, man. Well, you did it again. You wrote another fantastic book, A Minute of Hope, 100 Intentional. Oh, I'm so glad. I love the word intentional. I don't like the word emotional. I get away from any book that gets the title emotional, because my whole life has been intentional. And I am so glad that you have the word intentional prayers for times of challenge and change. Tell me quickly, why this book? What is it about this book that you said, I needed to write another one that really hits the heart?
My husband and I and our son were at a church in downtown Dallas. And I remember we were in worship and I looked up at the Lord, and it came from something that he spoke to me, and I looked at him and I was like, Lord, you see right through me, and you see right through my sin, you see right through my thoughts, you see right through my agendas. And I remember the Lord just speaking this in my heart, and he said, Christina, you can see right through me too. And I don't know what it was about that, Mondo, but it broke me, because I still am just like remembering that moment of being undone, because it wasn't just the Lord saying like, hey, you can see right through me, but I want you, or I can see right through you. Of course, I see right through you, but I want you to see right through me. I want you to see right through the depths of my heart. And I, from that place, you know, we, as you have as well, we would, it reminded me of how we would travel around the country, and I would look at young ladies and just people that were in so much agony, whether they had, you know, a terminal illness, or whether they had depression, anxiety, or whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they were believing God for. And I remember just saying, like, close your eyes and look at the Lord, look at Jesus. And people had a hard time looking at him. And I remember telling my husband, like, people have a hard time looking at the Lord, and I don't know what that is. And the Lord just speaking to me very clearly, just saying, Christina, I want my people to look at me. I want people to look at me, because when they look at me, they find me. So these prayers came from a place of, look at him, look at him, because when we look at him, everything that we need, everything that we think that we're seeking for here is found in him.
One of my favorites is when you write about when you need to feel God is with you. And so many people right now don't feel God near them. I mean, we go back to the trauma of our past. We deal with broken relationships. We deal with disappointment in the church. We deal with the lack of faith. We're dealing in a temperature of society right now that God seems to be so far away, yet you write about when you need to feel God is with you. Go to page 138, my favorite page. Father, great is your faithfulness. You have made your son Jesus the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. I worship you and I magnify you through my circumstances today. I trust that you will be faithful to me and those I love as you have always been. I'm going to jump down. You are a mighty God. My entire world is in your hands today and forever. I repent. Oh, I love that word, repentance. Something happens when you profess repentance. I repent of all doubt in you. You have been so good to me. God, your eyes is on me. And no matter what I face, you know me. You see my heart and you know the tears I have cried in secret. Lord, I am looking at you. No matter what turmoil, calamity, fear, or anxiety comes my way, you are greater. Oh, I can keep on reading. Listen, this is what you need to do. When you sit and read, I want you to put instrumental music behind it in the background and just get away and begin to just pray these prayers. If you don't know how to pray, start praying these prayers out loud. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life forever. Christina, you have a way to pray. Something about you that you went through in your life that birthed or maybe ignited the prayer warrior in you is what the church world calls it. But what do you call it? How did you discover the power of prayer?
The church came to me, Mondo, and I didn't step foot into a church because, honestly, I know you can identify with this, but I felt like I'd probably get struck by lightning if I stepped into a church. So God was so good that he sent the church to me first. And all I know is that whenever I would step into that break room where I gave my life to the Lord was when I would come face to face with him. And I knew that if I came face to face with him, it was all that I needed. And so I would get on my knees. Sometimes there would be nobody there in that prayer time. And I would look at him and just start talking to him like I talked to a friend. He took hold of my heart. And I just found that when I talked to him the way I talked to him, it's not about how loud we are, how many scriptures we know. You know, some people are quiet, some people are loud. So you are the way you are. What he wants is he wants to hear from you. Because nobody can talk to him the way that you talk to him. Nobody can sing to him the way that you sing to him. Prayer is everything and was everything to me because it was the only means of communication that I had with the only one that cared for me.
You know, I think about the power of prayer and I never stop thinking about it. If you feel like you have been lost, you feel like the prayers that you have prayed have not been answered, if you feel like you've tried everything in your path to get God to just answer a prayer, then you tuned in to the right place. And I want to welcome every person that's tuning in right now that is watching through World Harvest Network. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to come into your home and bring guests like Christina Baker to encourage you, to remind you that God is still listening to your prayer. In just a moment, you're going to hear on how, in the moment that Christina Baker heard the voice of the Lord reminding her that he's hearing her prayer. One of my favorite scriptures is when David said, Lord, yeah. Listen, I love the book of Psalms because it reminds you that David cried out to the Lord. He said, I love the Lord because he heard my cry. Not because he gave him a kingdom, not because he gave him a great army, not because he gave him a great gift. He loved the Lord because the Lord heard his cry. And today, the Lord is going to hear you. Listen, I want to take a brief, just exit out of what we're doing right now. And I want you to hear this important message from my friend, Rick Renner, to remind you to stand with me, to pray with me, and to really understand that God has called you to this moment. Hear this important message from Rick Renner. Then I'm going to come back and talk to Christina Baker a little bit more about the moment she knew God was answering her prayers. Watch this.
Hey, friend, this is Rick Renner, and it is my greatest pleasure to speak to you on behalf of my friend Mondo de la Vega, who I really, really respect. Mondo is quite a man of God. I know you see him on TV, and I do too, but I also see him behind the scenes. Mondo is a man that is called by God, and he's married to a wonderful woman, and the two of them together believe that God has called them to take their TV program to the ends of the earth. And right now, Mondo is reaching more than 22 million homes. And this week is his telethon called Count Me In. And he's asking you to join him and to become a partner to help him, to help his wife, and to help his ministry take his ministry to the ends of the earth. And my friends, Mondo's the real thing. I vouch for him, and I personally am sowing a gift to be a part of this telethon this week because I believe in Mondo's ministry. Can he count on you? Please, my friend, join Mondo as a partner in his ministry. You know, the Bible tells us that one plants, another waters, and God gives the increase. And Mondo doing his part and you doing your part, it invites God to come in. And then God begins to do the part that only he can do, and that is prospering Mondo's work, prospering the seed that you sow. When God gets involved, everything grows. And I believe that God's going to bless you for your giving. And today I ask you, please, can Mondo count on you? This telethon's called Count Me In, and I'm asking you to be a part of what Mondo is doing to take his ministry and to take this wonderful program to the ends of the earth.
I want to thank my friend, Rick Renner, for that kind message to you. Listen, pray about standing with me. I want you to call me. I'm not going to give you an 800 number. I'm going to call you back myself, and I'm going to give you my direct line because I want to talk to you. I want you to write this number down, 417-779-9225. Or better yet, if you want to go to the website, themondoshow.com, you can do that. But I want to hear from you today. You know why? Because I want to pray with you directly. I want to talk to you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know how I can serve you. How about that? There's a lot of situations going on in the world. And you know what? You need someone to stand with you and agree with you in prayer about what God is about to do in your life. But I want you to get this book today, 1 Minute of Hope. I want you to stand with her ministry. I want you to stand with my ministry, because we want to pour into you. We are the new generation of ministers that are not seeking for a platform. I want to make sure you understand that we want to serve the Lord and impart to you what we have been imparted with. So, Christina, I know you have time, but I want to take the next few moments and I want to hear from you, because a lot of people have questioned that God can hear their prayers. And I wrote it down here. I want you to share the first time, because you write about it in the introduction of this book, the first time you realize God was listening to your prayers. Walk us back to what that moment looked like and what happened when you realized that God was hearing your prayers.
There was an assurance that I had after this encounter, but we were in a McDonald's. I had already given my life to the Lord, but our son was very little. We were with a friend, and I remember just feeling like there was a friend that had walked away from the Lord, and we were just starting to press in and cry out to the Lord that he would bring her home. And so we were sitting in this circle, and all the kids were kind of going crazy in the McDonald's parking lot or in the playground. And I was learning to hear the Lord. And so I remember when I had my eyes closed, I saw like a shofar. So I was like, Lord, sound the alarms. And we continued praying. And the next thing we know, I see that shofar again, and I heard, and I just said it. I said, Lord, sound the alarms. And that's when we heard the fire alarms going off in the McDonald's. And I looked around, and our friend, that was with us, my husband looks at me, he goes, you guys didn't hear it the first time that you said sound the alarms, all the fire alarms went off, and then they turned them off. And the second time we heard it, and for me, it was a special moment because it was like God speaking very clearly to me of, I'm listening to what you're saying, and the veil between heaven and earth is so thin that when you declare my word and you speak my word, it's like you plant the heavens with the seed of the word of God. And the scriptures say that his word will do what it set out to do, and it will not return void. So we either believe that or we don't. And that day was when I made a decision of like, I believe that when I speak your word, I believe that not only are you listening, but I believe that you will do what you said you will do. And it was like heaven invades this space that we're in. And within, I believe, like a week, that young lady, we just caught word. We kept quiet about it, but we heard that she had turned her life back around to the Lord. And that was a moment that I'll never forget. It was the moment where God was like, yeah, your prayers, whether you whisper, whether you shout, I'm listening. And the scriptures say that when we pray according to his will, he hears us. And they also say that the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And so when your heart is passionately connected to his will, not only is he hearing you, but that word here in the Hebrew is he's stooping down. It's a stooping down of the Father where he's listening to what you're saying. And when you pray according to his will, not only is he stooping down, but he's sending his angels on assignment to perform and to do what he set out to do according to his will. So that was a life-changing moment for me because it just built a confidence that I needed for the days ahead, that when I pray, as long as I'm praying according to his will, that I will have what he said that the scriptures say, not just because I say, I want a Ferrari because I want a Ferrari, but actually I'm praying according to your will. And your will is for her to come home. Your will is for that wayward child to be saved. Your will is for a family to be healed, a marriage to be healed, for a prodigal son or daughter to come back to his heart. It is his will. So we don't have to be double-minded in our ways, which is what the book of James talks about. But that when we pray, that we wouldn't be double-minded, but that we have what we've asked for according to his will.
Listen, you have prayed for thousands of people, if not millions. You are followed by millions on social media. Almost every time you put out a prayer, it goes viral. I want you to pray for those that are watching right now that walked away from the Lord, those that are having a hard time having faith to believe that their situation can turn around. Maybe you're watching right now and you're watching me from a place of brokenness, trauma. Maybe you felt like God gave up on you. Christina and I are testimonies that God never gives up. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that love never gives up. And if you're watching right now and you society rejected you, maybe a relationship that didn't go the way you planned rejected you. Maybe you feel like the church never had a plan for you. Well, welcome to the club. We all have been hurt. We have all been rejected. But God has a way to restore love. I want you to hear this prayer because I want to tell you something. There is nothing more powerful than the prayers that we pray from our hearts and the supplication. Listen, when David said, I love the Lord because he heard my cry, that was a sound of desperation in that moment. Can you imagine what David felt like, the rejection, I can go on and on. One of these days I'll talk about David and teach you about David in a different perspective that you are used to hearing from him. And God is about to hear your cry right now. Christina, can you pray for us watching right now and those that want and need the Lord to come into their heart and really receive them as his their Lord and Savior? Would you pray for us?
Absolutely. I'm going to read this scripture. It's out of 1 Peter 4, and it's verse 12. It says, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he's glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. So, Father, we thank you for every person that's listening to the words of our prayer. God, Mondo and I and everybody on the team, we come into an agreement. We set our faith in agreement with this person, this family, on the other side of these screens, God, and we pray right now that not only will you, Father, hear their cry, but I thank you that you are near to the brokenhearted and you save those who are crushed in spirit. Lord, would you restore, would you redeem, and would you put back together the pieces that feel like they've been broken in their heart, in their soul, and in their life of the last season. And we thank you that you are a restorer. You're the restorer of the breach, and you will restore that which the enemy has stolen, that which the enemy has ransacked in their home. And Father, we call home all of the prodigal sons and daughters. And Lord, we thank you that your voice is blowing like a trumpet, God, in their life. And I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would send angels on assignment. Thank you, Lord, for sending your word to their life. I pray that you would send people from the north, the south, the east, and the west to bring, Father, their destiny, that would speak words that nobody else would know. And that, God, that they would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is you that is sending a person, God, be it a stranger, God, angels with skin on that would come and call them home. Lord, I thank you that you are the Father that stands and waits with your arms wide open. And you don't just stand there, God, but you run towards your children. And I thank you for the signet ring. And I thank you for the coat of many colors. And I thank you for the, God, for the table that is set before them. God, would you give your children vision, those that have turned away. And Father, I pray for every mother, every father, every aunt and uncle, every sister and brother, every family member that has been crying out for years and some decades, Lord, would you come and encourage their faith, Lord? Would you come and lift their hearts and break the grief? Some of you, just kind of what I'm sensing is the scriptures say that hope deferred makes the heart sick. but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. And right now, I just see the Lord taking his hand and healing some of your hearts, because the waiting has been so extensive and so long that your heart is sick. Even some of you experiencing maybe palpitations or experiencing just, it's grief in your heart. The heart is an organ. But what I'm seeing the Lord doing is just, and where you are right now, just put your hand on your heart and just speak the healing balm, the balm of Gilead, Jesus Christ, over your heart, over any organ that you feel there's. See, the enemy wants to get you with hope deferred, because that's how he hooks. He puts a hook in your body through trauma and through extended periods of waiting, and just speaks, the enemy just speaks that lie, like it's never going to happen. They'll never come home. You'll never see the Lord come through. And so right now we just ask you to break that in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would release hope over every heart. We ask that you would release hope over every physical body and over minds. Father, those that have been suffering from depression and anxiety, we speak shalom in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you will do what you said you will do. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I thank you that you're a God of covenant. So we call on you, covenant-keeping, promise-keeping God, that you would heal every heart, spiritual and natural, and that hope rise now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you for watching today and believe that God has a miracle for you. It's time for you to expect a miracle no matter what you're going through. The same God that delivered Christina Baker and the same God that is delivering these children from the hands of traffickers is the same God that is going to deliver you today. Listen, it's our spiritual and moral responsibility to stand with the poor, meaning those that cannot help themselves. I hope that you pray about standing with me and be counted in this month as I'm thriving to stand in the gap for those that need our help. I want you to call me today, 417-779-9225, or better yet, visit my website, themondoshow.com, and stand with me as we save the lives of those that are in need. Will you do that today? I want to leave you with this scripture, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Whoever is kind to the poor, I love that, lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. You're lending to the Lord, and God will always repay you back. You can't go wrong with that. And listen, pray for the children. Pray for your grandchildren. They're fighting a battle that you and I don't even understand. But with God, all things are possible. Call me today, go to the website, and let's make a difference together. Help me preach this gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. In the time that we're in right now, we need more of Jesus. Stand with me. I have to go, but remember this, keep the faith. It's gonna be all right. Bye-bye.